Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1736, Matthew and Karen Weidman.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district to expand conditional use number 1068 to include towing service and storage of vehicles and boats to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.01 acres, more or less, lying southeast of Road 277, also known as Robinsonville Road, and 227 feet southwest of Road 275, also known as Plantation Road. Gentlemen, again, for the record, and received on June 2nd, the commission received an exhibit booklet on this application, which includes the application for expansion of conditional use 1068, copies of the conditional use 1068, a copy of the deed, a site survey, and proposed findings and facts and conditions of approval. That is a part of the record and has been since the 2nd of June. We did not receive comments from the Department of Transportation since the use is already established and there is for purpose of an expansion of use. We did receive comments from the County Engineering Department today making reference to the proposed use of towing and storage of vehicles and boats. The site is located within the Gosley Creek planning area, which will be an expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District future, and it's in the North Coastal planning area. The proposed use will use an existing septic system. When the county provides central sewer service, the on-site system must be abandoned and a direct connection to the central system is mandatory, and then a concept plan is not required. We did receive over time, and these letters have dates in excess of a year on some letters. We received a letter from Richard M. Lepson and Gloria on February 2nd of 07 in opposition to the application. A letter from Owen S. and Shirley Rollison on February 9th in opposition. A letter from Carol Walls on February 13th of 07 in opposition. Kevin O'Brennan on February 13th of 07 in opposition. A letter from Harry W. Smith and Rita L. Smith on February 28th in opposition to the towing service. A letter on February 12th of 07 from Joseph Donahue. Another letter from Joseph and Susan Donahue received on February 28th. And a letter from the Seawoods residents, which included a petition February 28th of 07, also in opposition to the towing operations. And that petition was attached, one, two, 36, I believe, signatures, some of which wrote separate letters. Those letters are somewhat related to a violation that was submitted to Mr. Weidman in reference to the use not being permitted and the need for additional conditional use, which he did apply for at a later date. And that's all I have at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you. Sir, other than the applicant and the applicant's counsel, is there anyone here with an interest in this application this evening? Anyone might wish to testify later on? Okay, I will be asking you to do so at the appropriate time. I would encourage you, although certainly don't require you to do this, but you may want to move a little closer so that you can hear what's being said. But that's totally up to you. This isn't church. You don't have to sit in the back. You're allowed to sit in the front. And also, if the applicant has any exhibits, you will be able to see them better if you're sitting closer to them. So, that being said, the chair recognizes Mr. Hutt.
Thank you, Mr. Wheatley. Good evening, gentlemen. For the benefit of the record, I am David Hutt, an attorney here in Georgetown, representing the applicants here this evening, who were sitting next to me a moment ago, Matthew and Karen Weedman. For the benefit of the record as well, I would note that their name seems to be consistently misspelled. They follow the rule from grammar school that I comes before E. So it would be W-I-E-D-M-A-N-N. I think the reason that it's wrong on a lot of these things is because the application, which I believe was unfortunately submitted by my office, misspelled it as well.
Yeah, you're right.
And it is Weedman, not Weidman. Thank you.
Okay. Contrary to the local attorney, who is Weidman.
I understand, and that's kind of where I was taking it from. But anyway, we stand corrected and duly noted.
The Weedmans operate a auto repair or garage on Robinsonville Road, immediately off of Plantation Road, which is known as Matt's Auto Care. As Mr. Lank indicated a few moments ago, this is an application to expand an existing conditional use, which was for a mechanic shop for auto and boat repair. That conditional use was granted in 1994. It was application number 1068, I believe. I'm going to ask that either Matt or Karen or both join me up here and answer a few questions so we can discuss this. And you're going to need to introduce yourself to the
board. I'm Matthew Weedman.
And do you own the property?
Yes, I'm the owner, operator. My wife and I both joined custody of it. We also operate it with our son, Casey. It's basically a mom-and-pop operation.
All right, then. Thank you.
How long have you owned the property on Robinsonville Road?
2 years.
If you could, for the benefit of the commission members, although many of them will be familiar with the area, what is along Robinsonville Road and Plantation Road at the corner where you're right near the corner?
Well, in conjunction with our business, there are also several other businesses on that road. There's a construction company which operates off Robinsonville Road. There's a power wash company which also operates off that road. There's also a tax accountant who operates off that road. Although it's not a commercial property, there's a church being built across the street, which generates more and traffic than I will be, especially on Sundays. But there's a considerable amount of commercial property on that street.
And obviously the residential portion that's around there, the plantations are nearby, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And on Robinsonville Road, are there subdivisions that are nearby as well?
They're nearby, but they're down the street, yes. Directly next to me is private residence.
What is on this? If you could, it's approximately a 1 acre site. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes.
What is on the 1 acre site? If we were to drive there right now,
I have a home and a property which I operate the business out of. We purchased both properties together. We initially lived in the property and we were working out of the house. And subsequently, we moved back into our other property for a residence. But our son still lives at the property. So we use it as a residential, and we use the business, the other half of the property, as the business.
You've referred to both properties in the other half of the property. There is no legal subdivision of the property. You just think of it separately,
separately, in your own mind? That's correct.
You just described the existing use, or maybe you should describe the existing use. What type of an auto repair shop are you?
We just do general repairs. I am a AAA contractor, and that's the primary reason for this AAA contract and the tow trucks. And my primary concern is just automotive repair for breakdowns. We try to get people, if they break down or disabled, we bring them in, we repair their cars, and get them out as fast as possible. And that's the idea of having the tow trucks, because I do AAA towing, and it's exclusive. I don't do police towing. I don't do storage. I don't do wrecks. I don't do any of that. It's just all mechanical breakdowns, and if they choose to use me for a repair shop, I bring them in, we repair them, and then we get them out as fast as possible.
You said you've owned the property for approximately 2 years. Have you made any changes to the property
No changes other than we blacktopped the existing driveways. Other than that, it's the same condition as when we purchased it.
And the existing driveways, is that the entrance to and from Robinsonville Road?
That is correct. It's our only entrance.
And that those are is are all the driveways or driving areas paved on the property?
Well, actually, there's an additional driveway for the house that we do not use, which is not in conjunction with the horseshoe driveway that we use on our property for the business.
You were just describing a little bit what the application is here tonight for a towing service. How many tow trucks does Matt's Auto Care have and operate?
I own 4 vehicles that are tow trucks. I have 2 flatbeds and 2 wheel lifts, and that is it.
And how often are these trucks out on the road?
Well, like I said, it's a mom-and-pop operation. Myself and my son are the primary drivers of the tow trucks, and I have only 1 full-time employee who drives the tow truck, and I have 1 part-time employee. So at any given time, usually only 1 or at most 2 of the tow trucks are actually on the road at any time. Most of them are for backups and for additional in case it does get backed up. But at the most, that's all we have on the road at any given time.
You just described the number of employees, I guess, that are involved with the towing service. Is that the same number of employees that are involved with the garage or repair shop portion?
Well, I have 1 additional employee who works in the garage exclusively.
And what are the hours of operation for the auto repair shop?
Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
If you had to guess at the number of trips that the tow trucks make per day, what number would you guess for the benefit of the commission?
Well, it's a hard number to put because my business is completely, totally dependent on the amount of people in the area and, you know, weather conditions and everything. I can go from 1 week, I could have several calls in the whole week. It would only be 1 or 2 calls all week. And then in the heat of summer, I might do 100 calls in a 2-week period, you know. So it fluctuates, and it's all contingent on traffic.
What's approximate?
Approximate? I mean, that's what I say. I don't know. I couldn't. During the peak months, it's increasingly more than it is in the off season, although we don't have much of an off season anymore. But in January, February, I do very few tows as compared to July and August because there's just more people. So it's a hard number to put a pinpoint number on.
How many did you do last year, in July and August of last year?
I don't have those exact figures with me.
How about the inexact figures? Do you have
that? Well, I do a total amount of calls. I average about 300 calls a month.
Okay.
And that doesn't include towing. I do jump starts, lockouts, flat tires, and 80% of my AAA business is not towing. See, so I don't have these specific numbers of tows I did as compared to my amount of calls. You know, the majority of my calls are done out of a serviced vehicle.
Right. So the question being trying to get a handle on the tow truck traffic. So if you have 300 total calls and 80% of them are handled with a service vehicle, then I think it might be safe to say that 20% of them might be a tow truck.
That would be correct, yes.
20% of 300 is, quickly, in your head, no paper, 60. Okay, very good. So maybe around 60 a month, something like that?
It could be reasonable. And, of course, most of those, probably 50% of those or more, do not come back to my shop. You know, the AAA allows you to be towed anywhere you want if you have that capability. So when my truck leaves, it does not necessarily come back with a disabled vehicle. I take a lot of them up the street. You know, I take them to Wilmington, Philadelphia, you know. So a lot of them are off, you know, long-distance tows. So of that 60 cars, maybe 20 of them come back to my shop, which would be consistent whether the towing company was operated out of there or not. They would still be that same amount of tow trucks in and out of that shop.
Okay, good. That's what I think we were looking for.
Yeah.
And I think you may have, the last statement you made, I was going to ask if being a garage or auto repair shop, even if the tow trucks are not allowed to be parked there, will there still be tow truck traffic in and out of your business?
Yes. Like I just mentioned, they would still have to bring the disabled vehicles in, and if there was a vehicle that I couldn't fix, they would have to tow them out too. So the amount of traffic actually being towed in and out would not change.
one question that the commission often wants to know if there's commercial operation on a site is whether or not you require any security-type lighting at the business. Do you require any?
I don't require any, no. I do have security lights in the back, but it's not required. And like I say, we live at the property, and my son lives in that property, so he's basically the security.
Do you have any plans to do any other improvements to the property in the near future?
I'm subject to any change. I use my tow trucks primarily for my advertising because I have a signage allowance, but I don't like putting signs up. I thought that they would be disruptive to the community, and my tow trucks have my name on them, and so I park them on the street, close to the street, so people can find me. I can always put a border up, a natural border of trees or something if it's offensive to the people, which I was unaware of,
I think that's all the questions I had for you, Mr. Weedman. In brief summary for the commission, we have submitted both proposed findings of fact as well as conditions of approval. And obviously those are there for the commission to review. As was just described for you by Mr. Weedman, tow trucks or a towing service is a natural extension of an auto repair shop or a garage. There is an existing conditional use that allows for the operation of a mechanic shop or a garage at the site, and this would just be a natural part of that operation. As was stated by Mr. Weedman, there would still be towing traffic in and out because it is a garage. He indicated that there would still be no need for storage, as it's not the type of business where he stores wrecked vehicles or vehicles from accidents or things that the police have asked him to tow. And that is consistent with the existing conditional use, which did not allow for storage of vehicles on the site. That concludes our presentation to the commission, and I and Mr. Weedman and Mrs. Weedman are ready for any questions that you may have for us.
Just before we start with the others, I want to ask you one question. I just want to make sure that your client understands that. You have explained to him the nature of conditional use being that if, in fact, there were recommendations for approval, that the commission can place numerous conditions and stipulations on that approval that would require him to do things in a certain way in order to protect the interests of the neighbors and so on.
That is correct, and we have proposed some of those ourselves in the proposed findings of fact. For instance, one of them being that he has indicated that he only needs four tow trucks he has are sufficient for his business, and so the commission could limit. One of the conditions could be that no more than four towing vehicles be there.
All right, sir. We thank you. Let's see if anyone else has some questions for you here, and we'll start with you, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't know quite where to start, because as I reviewed the minutes of the meeting of February 24th of 1994, and as stated in those minutes, originally the conditional use was stated that about 75% of the work that would be done from this property actually was going to be done off-site, Mr. Chairman, not on-site, because the previous applicant was largely did boat repairs. One of my concerns in having recently been by the property, as well as many times in the past before it came before the commission, is what are all the vehicles that are in your front yard? Who do they belong to? And
they all belong to customers.
Because I noticed, for example, that recently there was an RV for sale, as well as numerous cars that were parked on the grass, not to mention your four tow trucks. So when you say to us that you're willing to limit it to four tow trucks, where do you intend to park these disabled vehicles until they're repaired?
Well, I generally park the disabled vehicles behind the shop, out of sight.
That's where there's current, because I noticed there's numerous vehicles
yes,
back there.
Yes, those now. Are all the ones to be repaired. The ones that are out front are ones to be picked up. The RV that you're referring to was there for an overheating problem. I'm not selling it.
Okay.
It's a customer's vehicle.
So someone else, before it broke down, they were trying to sell it.
They were trying to sell it, yes, and it overheated on them. So that's why I have it.
And how much footage do you have behind your current shop for the storage of autos? And
approximately 30 feet.
And approximately how many vehicles do you maintain back there now?
At any given time, it fluctuates, but at present, I have approximately 12 cars.
Because I'm aware that this commission, prior to my joining it 3.5 years ago or so, with mechanical shops, has put restrictions in terms of the actual number of vehicles that are allowed to be on the property in and of itself, which would extend beyond those of the four tow trucks. And what I'm hearing you say is your auto repair shop, the hours of operation you're planning are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5?
Yeah, that's currently what we are, yes, sir.
And obviously the towing service, that's a 7-day-a-week, 24 hours. It has to be 7 days
yes,
a week.
Yes, 24/7, yes, sir.
For vehicles that are in an automobile accident that are inoperable, that are not subject to a repair, you know, whether it's overheating job or whatever, where do you take those vehicles now?
Generally, we take them right to a body shop. You know, most of the time I take them to Lewis Auto Body or CP Divers, but I don't have any storage. I don't do repairs, so when AAA very rarely gets involved in a wrecked vehicle because it's a police matter, and the police generally tow those. Now, if it's a minor accident where the car can be safely taken off the road and allow them for me to come get it, that's occasionally when I'll get a police vehicle or an accident vehicle. And usually when that happens, it's a local or somebody you know that's around here wants to be towed to a shop of their choice, not to the impound. So that's why the police will allow them to wait for me. But those cars always go to another location. I mean, you know, rarely it does, you know, happen. I have to keep them overnight until the people can make a decision, but I do not store them.
Okay. And as I heard in the presentation, you have no intention of getting involved in towing police violators.
No, sir.
Parking. You're not going to be coming to new Dewey Beach towing service.
No, sir. I'm a preferred contractor with AAA, which restricts me to only doing AAA contract work. So that's all I do.
Okay. And by your application, as our chairman stated, one of the things the commission can do is place a number of stipulations. One of those could be that you not be permitted to join that type of service.
Yes, that's fine.
So am I correct in that your plan is to continue using the grass area and the horseshoe driveway as your storage area, or?
Yeah, well, I like to pick it as the pickup area for vehicles that are repaired, waiting for the people to come pick them up. That's right.
And where were you? Do you intend to park your tow trucks?
Existingly, I leave them in the front lawn because I use them as advertisement, but. At nighttime, I can pull them into the driveways because we don't use them. So I can pull them off the street. It's not a problem.
And I would imagine if you ask some of the umpteen people who objected to your application, one of those might be the location of your vehicles. Is there a sufficient area on your property to relocate the vehicles, whether they're pickups or vehicles that have been repaired and are ready for pickup, as well as your tow vehicles, to be placed other than in the grassy area?
I could accommodate that, yes. It would be difficult, but I could do it.
Because I would venture to say that one of the largely part of the complaints, besides the traffic that can be generated, is the appearance that it creates on the neighborhood, which frankly is offensive. As I've driven by there, I've often wondered what was going on, and surprisingly, I hadn't called one of the inspectors to check it out either, but.
Unfortunately, it's the nature of my business. Everybody needs me when they need me, but nobody wants me, so.
I understand the valuable service that AAA and you as a AAA service provider provides for.
And that actually is why I moved to that location, because my area consists of Rehoboth, Lewis, Angola, Milton, and that area was very good for me as far as getting access to all these neighboring communities, because formerly I was in Rehoboth where I was restricted by the traffic. I could not operate my business because of the congestion of traffic. So by being there, I can expedite and get service to my customers in an expedient time now because I have the access to the back road, although it is congested now too, but it's far better than Route 1. And like I said, when I purchased it, I did not know the minutes of the meeting included not having tow vehicles because, as he stated, a tow truck is just a natural conjunction with a repair shop. So I overlooked that, and I apologize.
I don't have any further questions at this point, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir.
In response, if I may, in response to one of the questions or one of the series of questions that Mr. Johnson raised, a lot of them revolved around storage of vehicles. The sixth condition on the existing conditional use refers to storage, and that is that the vehicles can't be stored there for longer than 7 days. And as Mr. Weedman has testified, it's not a towing and storing of vehicles or towing and impoundment of vehicles. If they're not repaired quickly, they go somewhere else. But I just wanted to point out in case, just to point out that it is an existing condition, and one of the proposed conditions we had in our proposed conditions was that all six of these would still apply. So we're still not looking to store vehicles.
Okay, thank you.
Morty?
So you don't have any vehicles on site that you use for parts or anything?
No.
And what's the average turnover once you tow a vehicle to?
Average is 1 day, 2 days tops. My biggest concern is with storage is the fact that if a customer is a AAA member who breaks down over the weekend and can't get back till the following Friday to pick the car up, and that's usually why I store a car more than a day or two. Okay. It's because they just can't get back down to pick them up.
So is the area fenced in now?
The back is, but the front is not. And that's why I propose, if it's unsightly, I can put a natural barrier up.
Well, it's not only unsightly, it would be a security concern for me. If I have a customer's car right in the front yard, somebody comes in that does damage to it or steals off of it, it's going to be on you.
Well, that's true.
And it's a security risk there. You've got not only for the...
Well, like I say, we lived at the house, and my son lives at the house, so...
But he's not home 24 hours a day, I'd say.
Well, he's home at night, hopefully. And the thing is personally, I feel that when you hide a vehicle, it gives a criminal more of an opportunity to break into it, because without access to the road, he's got more time to work.
I would just think, for insurance purposes, you would have to have some kind of area fenced in to, keep people out.
Yeah, I understand.
That's all the question I have.
Okay, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And so far as AAA, how long have you been an affiliate of theirs?
As a contractor?
Yes.
20 years.
20 years. Do they have any provision of any kind of inspections or feedbacks? Do they give you any guidance as to how they expect your premises to be maintained?
No, because AAA is a towing facility. It's not a repair facility.
Okay.
The only thing that AAA requires me to do is to have maintain my trucks and have working controls and proper strapping. They're not in any consideration of towing, of storage or anything like that.
Okay. So they're concerned with your roadside manner.
My
as
roadside
you've
manner.
Indicated,
yes.
When you show up off-site, people are tickled to death.
They're happy to see me, yes. And now that I'm there, I can get there quicker, and it makes them happier.
You mentioned that there's a church nearby. Do you have a church nearby where you operated prior to
that's this correct site? Cross street. Mm-hmm.
What type of relations did you have with it?
We had staggered. The church itself invited us. They were very, very open to us. Some of the people weren't happy with the cars, but at that facility, I had many more cars because it was a commercial property. And so I've since decreased my volume of cars probably to a one-fifth of what I used to have.
So I was going to ask you a question about what you might think some of the neighbor objections would be, but as we've gone through the public hearing, it seems as though what I keep hearing is some reference from the questions of the other commissioners about issues perhaps such as fencing, screening, something like that. Yeah. And as our chairman indicated that putting you on notice that the commission can, under conditional use, if this were to be acted on favorably, we could put in certain conditions or stipulations. Do you think that perhaps, and this just a question, do you think that perhaps a discrete, attractive sign could be less objectionable than to have in the tow trucks out in the front yard setback?
If that would be acceptable, yeah. I mean, I generally do not consider, I don't need to advertise. You know, that was one of the sole purposes, other purposes of moving here. I don't really want to put signage up. I don't want to put banners up or anything like that. I just put my truck there so people could find it when mm-hmm. they pulled in. So a natural border or something like that would be no objection to me at all.
So you don't have many people that ride by and say, hey, I think I'm going to have my car towed.
Actually, I picked up a lot
there's
of
there's a tow truck sitting right there.
Well, a lot of people come to me because they think I'm Coastal Towing, which is around the corner from me, because when they get their cars towed away, they can't find him.
Well,
and
so they, find
they see my trucks and pull in, and they're, you know.
Maybe
so
your trucks would be better off out back anyway.
One last question. You've been with AAA for 20 years, and
yes.
Your son's involved, who's...
He's going to carry the business on, I hope. Yeah.
Carry the business on. I have to ask you a question. Do you see a benefit to trying to get along, say, with the neighbors that you find in
definitely.
This present situation?
Yeah.
So a willingness to cooperate or compromise or at least be a good listener is there,
No, I'd be more than happy. I mean, when I moved there, I picked up quite a bit of business from the neighbors. You know, I work on a lot of the neighbors' cars. Because they thought I did good work, and they came to me for that reason, and they're very happy with me.
If I may follow that up with a question or statement, your neighbor immediately adjacent to you, what's your relationship with that neighbor?
We have a very good relationship. I take care of him. I move his vehicles for him. I've unlocked several cars for him. He actually uses my trash facility, so I get along fine with him. You know, I try to be good to my neighbors. And anything I can, you know. I understand that it's offensive looking, but I can certainly try to clean that up.
Okay. That's all.
That it? Okay, Mr. Lang.
I had a little confusion. You made reference to two dwellings. Do you own two separate properties adjacent to each other?
No, it's one property. It actually has a subdivision in it, but it's not subdivided.
But you have two dwellings on it?
I'm sorry?
You have two dwellings on that property?
It's a house and a shop. House and a garage.
Oh, you said your son lives next door?
Yeah, in the house. I consider it two properties.
You don't live on that property?
Not at this
present. That's what made me confusing, because I'm looking at it. I got an advantage. I'm looking at an aerial.
Okay.
On the screen here.
Yeah. Now, I keep referring it to the house and the property.
Right.
I that's my mistake.
I got the impression it might be two dwellings on the property.
No.
But just a note, the zoning regulation provide that vehicles are not to be parked for advertising purposes.
I'll just say that.
Yeah, just for informational purposes.
So
basically you are applying for just a 1.1 acre parcel.
Yes, well, I'm just applying for to have the tow trucks. The tow trucks are the only thing that
I'm looking at this aerial. Your property doesn't include what I referred to as a red truck body that's your neighbor.
That's our neighbor.
That's what I thought, but it appeared to be tow trucks parked behind that.
Yeah, he's got
boats.
He's got old crates and storage facilities and.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, that's Brooks.
Okay, so that's Brooks, right?
That's Brooks' property. Yes.
I got you, and he has his family has the conditional use next door to you on the plantation roadside where they sell the corn once
that's
a year.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Used to sell asparagus, I believe.
Yes.
Okay.
And the corn.
So. The improvements on the property, which the site plan doesn't really show. It shows a house and a small garage. It doesn't show the big shop.
Right.
It's
the same shop. That small garage is my shop. That's it.
But it appears to be two large structures on there.
That's site plan is not correct.
No, I'm looking at it. I'm still looking at
it. That's just a lot location survey that was submitted when it was
recorded. He's looking at the aerial
I realize that. I was just trying to figure out.
Yeah, he's looking at the aerial survey. It looks like two.
If you're when you're facing the property, you have a horseshoe drive.
Yes.
Now, what's in the center of the horseshoe drive? The
garage.
That's
the shop, yes.
Okay, because what showed originally was the house as it exists plus a small shed in the back.
Right, yeah, that was the original plan because when I purchased the property, it was a cash deal and there was no survey needed. And
so I understand.
So that's why we don't have a.
Well, what I was trying to say is that if this use is approved, it will be required that you come back before the commission with a site plan showing us all the improvements, all the driveways, your agency approvals for the entrances, et cetera, so we'll have a plan that shows exactly what's there and what's proposed.
Okay.
That's all I have.
All right, so Mr. Counts.
Just one question, and I apologize if you mentioned it earlier. I don't remember hearing it. The conditional use is to expand to allow for the storage of vehicles and boats.
No.
Was there a number, maximum number of either?
That's not what the conditional use application is. It's for a towing service. The operation of
that was the original application.
That was the original. Yeah.
Oh, the way I read it, it says and.
Yeah.
Well, that's the original application.
The way this reads is to expand a conditional use to include towing service and storage of vehicles.
I think you're looking at the public notice.
Yeah, it does say that.
But if you look at the application that was filed, it actually differs from the application that was filed. The application says expand conditional use to include towing service. That was the application that was filed.
Yeah, actually, we took the information that was on file, which was brief, and what was typed by the Wilson Haverbrook was expand conditional use number 1068 because the number was left off to include towing service, and we added the storage of vehicles and boats because that was the information we got from the violations that they were storing vehicles and boats to try to bring it into compliance with what they were doing.
Now, I don't know how that deals with the 7-day window that's allowed for in the existing conditional use.
Yeah, because the only boat that's stored is my personal boat. That was the only boat that was on there. And so, I mean, the storage of vehicles is, like I said, it's still concise with what I already have. It's just for in and out repairs and no long term storage.
So no long term.
No long term storage.
More than a couple of days. Week.
Yeah, well, that's generally I like to do because when I hold the cars and they hold my money, so.
And that's condition number 6 of the original conditional use.
Okay. Yeah, so.
Could I ask a couple?
Sure.
Just to go over the original stipulations to make it clear, there was reference that signage shall not be lighted and shall not exceed 6 square feet per side or facing. That the business shall not operate on Sundays. That would be your repair service,
right.
But the towing service is 24/7.
Exactly.
So that would have to be amended based on your new proposed condition. Is there any engine or transmission work performed outdoors?
No.
Okay. And no joke, automobiles or boats shall be stored on the site?
No.
Or just vehicles in repair? It's not a body shop, it's just
right.
Auto repair.
Just for auto repair, yes.
No so store. You basically responded. I want to make sure you respond to those questions that were written.
I understand.
That's it?
That's all.
Okay.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions, thanks.
All right,
Chairman, I have a couple more.
Yes, sir. Okay.
As you stated in the presentation, presently, besides yourself, sir, and your son, you have 2 other non-relative employees?
That's correct.
Any intention to increase the number of employees?
No.
And approximately how many vehicles do you think you could adequately store behind your house and shop?
Not including my own or including my own?
Well, your own are your 4 tow vehicles.
Well,
and
I have
your
4
son's.
Tow vehicles. I have 2 service trucks. I have my personal vehicle. I have a beach towing vehicle. So I have 8 vehicles of my own that are on that property, which should not be included in the conditional because they're personal belongings.
You have 4 towing vehicles.
Yes, 2 okay. service vehicles.
2 service vehicles.
My wife and I both drive our personal vehicles, and I have a separate vehicle for beach recovery.
And then how much room is left for other vehicles? How many other vehicles could you get?
I could store 20 vehicles easy.
Okay, good.
You don't consider your beach recovery vehicle a tow vehicle?
No, it's not a tow vehicle. It's
just something you go out on site and...
Yeah, I just take it on the, it's on the beach. It's a four-wheel drive, and I use the pull people that are stuck on the beach. There's no towing facility or equipment on it.
No, I would just assume that's what you're doing, just to get it on the record. And your son's vehicles are there, too, I guess.
And my son's, that's true. Yeah.
So your son has how many vehicles?
He has two.
You have two. And then besides the beach recovery service vehicles and towing, you have two, your own two personal vehicles?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay.
I do think, though, that if the commission looks favorably on your application and if there is a stipulation as to a number of vehicles, it'll be a total number.
Yeah.
Because if you exempt personal vehicles and then the applicant gets 15 personal vehicles, then you're stuck. So it would have to be a total number.
And the only boat that you have stored there now is your personal boat?
Personal one, yes, sir.
And that's it for right now. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Gentlemen, we thank you. I think we've been through this once, right? Okay.
Yeah. If you take a seat, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1736, Matthew and Karen Weedman? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1736? Okay, we'll start right over here with you, ma'am, in the pink. Please come up and state your name, and you may have the floor.
Jane's got him.
Jane's got him.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Okay, no, it's fine. Sorry.
Go ahead, ma'am.
My name is Marion Gould, and I want you to know I'm not against small businesses. And if these people just lived in the home that's on their property as my neighbor, I think that would be fine. But there is, I'm glad you saw the property, because whenever I've gone by their yard, which is often, in order to get out of my property, I have to go down Robbinsville Road, and 7 days a week it's pretty filled with trucks and cars, and I've never ever seen it without any cars in the front yard. And I don't know of any other businesses on Robbinsville Road. I didn't recognize any of those on Robinsonville Road that you go down, and the first thing you would see quite a ways down would be a dairy farm that's been there before we got there, but I don't know of any other businesses. And also, there's Henlopen Drive and Seawood Estates right there. And then on both sides of Robinsonville Road, there are residential places very similar to theirs. And I think it's an eyesore. I would hate to see you approve that, and then other people say, well, that's approved. We can approve my little place similar to that. I'm just trying to protect my property, I guess.
Well, and how far away is your property from this property?
Let me see. What would you say? You live in Seawood?
Maybe about 200 yards. It's right down the road. The beginning of our
Okay, sir. I got to hold you back, because if you're going to talk that much, I'm going to have to get you to come up here and give your name. You're going to get a chance to do that in a minute, but I'd like to finish with her first. Okay.
Gosh.
So a couple hundred yards, I think, is what the man said.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's
not very far.
That's what I wanted to know.
And not very far, and it's the back end of Seawood Estates is adjacent to Robinsonville Road.
Mm-hmm.
And then on, the road that comes down, what the heck road is that?
Plantation Road.
What is it?
Is it Plantation Road?
Plantation Road, thank you. That's where Henlopen comes right down to Robinsonville Road. So
right.
There's really a lot of houses right in that area.
And how long have you been there?
5 years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Anything else you'd like to tell us?
Oh, I'll probably think of something when
You have to think of it all now because it's only one trip to a customer.
I know. Okay? Thank you.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Yes, sir. Step right up. Give us your name, and you may have the floor.
Hi. Thank you for having us here. And my name is Joseph Donahue, and I live right near Marion there in the Seawood Estates. And I would like to state for the record that there are two separate properties here that the applicant wants to make a zoning change. I was told by the Office of Planning and Zoning that the 1994 change that was given only pertained to one property, and that was the car care service. Now there's two properties involved. I don't think that should happen like this.
Sir,
at all.
I think you perhaps were misinformed because...
Well, that could be. Maybe I was.
Yeah, just hang on for a minute. I'm going to find out. We are talking about one parcel or two, Mr. Lay?
One.
Has it always been one, and are we talking about the same one we were talking about in 1994? Is it all the same?
It's still an acre.
Same ground?
And I think they have multiple deeds to this property, but it's all considered one tax map parcel number.
Okay, so it's all one tax map parcel number. So it's all one parcel. It may look like two.
It's two separate residential homes side by side.
Well, sir, that's not what the tax records indicate.
Okay.
It's a residential home with a shop, and then Mr. Freeman owns a house on an adjacent property.
Right. There's two homes side by side. Okay. I want to move on. This is a solid single home area, a residential area on a narrow road, a two-lane road, which is becoming very, very heavily trafficked. Just as of yesterday, there was a five-car accident right at the entrance to our subdivision, and somebody was hurt. She had to be helped there from her vehicle. And there is a lot of senior citizens around there, and there are kids going to school, and we have school buses coming and going. There is no signal down there by the intersection, and this is a very poor zoning change. If it goes through, it is not compatible at all with the rest of the area. It's all single family homes. Some are brand new. There is a brand new church now going up right down the road from there. And what the applicant wants is a very heavy duty commercial type use of that property. It should not belong in a residential area. And let the minutes show that the county would be making a major zoning change to a commercial use, not a change of conditional use. It's all single family. If you all want to go by and go drive by, you'll see they are all single family homes. Nothing like this. This belongs out on the main highway, like a CP diver operation, where you have traffic coming and going. I don't want to see people hurt, but this is just not the kind of an area that needs this heavily duty, you know, commercial activity. It does not really support this, and you can see there is no other commercial activity at all up and down Robinsonville Road. Nothing whatsoever. This would be a major, major precedent-setting change to having that whole entire area go, you know, commercial. Like what you have now on the coastal highway, you're going to have a lot more accidents, I can tell you right now, but all those heavy-duty tow trucks coming and going 7 days a week. It's very bad at night when we get the heavy, you know, seaside, you know, mist come in and, you know, and you can hardly see where you're going sometimes when that, you know, fog is so heavy at night. I'm sure you all have been in that type of situation. So that's what I have to say.
Okay.
It is not at all compatible with the way things are in a single family type residential neighborhood. You don't really want to have a heavy-duty type commercial operation come in. It'll change the character of the whole neighborhood. I don't believe that's in the best interest of the county to do that.
And you also live about 200 yards away?
Approximately, yes.
And you have been there how long?
5 years since the subdivision was first put up, and these are very nice single-family homes on a three-quarter acre lots to show you the character of the neighborhood. There is nothing at all similar or compatible with the use that is now coming in.
Are you aware that it has been a repair facility since 1994?
That has been a very low-key repair facility. You didn't even know that was back there. The sign was really small. It was negligible. You had to use like some kind of a telescope to even see it. It was hidden right behind that guy's house. Mm-hmm. You never even knew it was there.
Okay.
All of a sudden, the whole thing just, you know, mushroomed into a major, large-scale operation, totally incompatible with the residential character of the neighborhood. And we do not want to see it change. As you can see by all the letters you received, almost all the people that are in our Seawood subdivision signed a petition, and they sent it in, plus everybody else.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir. We thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Oh, yeah.
Just for informational purposes, the Seawood site is across Robinsonville Road.
It's across, right.
Next to Hanlopen Landing.
And right directly opposite is a subdivision that's called Hanlopen Landing.
But Seawood is right next door to Hanlopen Landing.
Right.
Okay.
And we are over 40 people that own single-family homes in there, and there's over 200 people who live in the other subdivision you mentioned, Hanlopen Landing.
Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you.
Okay.
Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Okay. There being none, anybody on the commission have any questions?
I have a question, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Hutt, when would you know when the current repair shop was built? The current repair shop? The one that's next to your son's?
1990, yeah, it was 1994 when he got the variance.
So when the original application for approval for conditional use, that's when the gentleman built what you're using currently as your repair shop.
I believe it was, yeah. Actually, in the concrete, it says 1991. So I imagine he built it prior to going for the variance.
Okay, because I know the original site plan that we saw in here shows a small garage that was behind the house,
yes,
but really
there.
What you have now is a repair shop that's next door to the house.
Yes, correct? Yes. The former owner built the two-bay garage. That one that shows on the original site plan is still existing. It's decrepit, but it's still there.
Okay. It's just hidden from view.
It's hidden from view, yeah.
It would have been after January 91, but it doesn't show on the survey.
Yeah.
Right. The
pad wasn't there. It doesn't show.
But your current repair shop is a two-bay shop.
Two-bay shop.
You have a little office in there? And
no, we have a separate office. It's a little house that sits next to the garage. It's a shed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the most you're working on at any given time typically is two vehicles.
Yeah.
Okay. No further questions, Mr. Chairman?
All right, sir. We thank you. Anyone else? Okay. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We thank you all for being with us, and thank you for your patience. You're last on the list this evening. You may wish to remain with us and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.